planet by riding the Cat Bus.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Jersey, you ever been on Highway 9?
Yeah. But where's it go to, and honestly? Is it a big highway there?
It's not a big highway, no. It's in the southern part.
I like it. Reed's Jewelers, May's the perfect month to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Wally Odom and his staff certain to take great care of you. The wide selections for your college graduate. If he likes watches, if she likes bracelets, if she likes necklaces. Mother's Day is the 13th. Be sure to shop Reed's for mother or grandmother. Dazzle your mom with beautiful diamonds, your Mother's Day bracelet, perhaps a string of pearls or a nice necklace, whatever you choose. The team at Reed's Jewelers wants to help you with this ideal gift. And there's bound to be a bride out there as well in May. So go buy the bridal and get the bridal gifts as well. It's great stuff. You can't go wrong with Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. So great friends at Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com. I want to bring Mr. Orr 24 in here. He stepped out for a second. I want to bring him back and get this to him. Because it really is amazing what is happening down at Grayson High School. They had their big announcements yesterday. And the four of the nation's top prospects on this high school announced where they were, where they're going. Excuse me, some of my pronunciations here. Owen Papeau, 5-star, number 8 in the ESPN class, committed to Auburn over Georgia. Clemson was in this one, but it looked like Georgia was going to get him until about the last month, and Auburn really, really did a good job in the last month. Not over with yet, though. The second of the 5-stars, according to ESPN, Wanya Morris, 6'6", 295-pound offensive tackle, chose Tennessee over Auburn. So Auburn goes 1-for-1 in that one, or 1-and-1 in that one. Third one announced last night, Kenyatta Watson, top 100 player according to ESPN, cornerback, chose Texas over Notre Dame. And a fourth player last night, edge pass rusher Kevin Harris, 106 overall on ESPN's 300 list, chose Alabama over Miami. Now, get this, though. That's big news, right? You got four players. Auburn, Tennessee, Texas, and Alabama. That's big. You have four players. Zach, that's not all. Trente Jones from the school had earlier committed to Michigan. Kenyon Jackson had earlier committed to Texas A&M. True Thompson committed to Florida State before. Allen Smith committed to North Carolina before. Jeremiah Smith committed to Georgia Tech before, and Jalen Alexander committed to Duke before. They have 10 players that are committed to Power 5 conference schools. 10 on one high school. Some high schools don't get one every 10 years. These guys have 10 in 1 year. Crazy to think about, right?
It's wild to think about, actually. Unprecedented, really?
The bowl school had it down in Jacksonville one time where they had about 8 or 9 or 10, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you're having a little back and forth here with a texter.
That's fine. I'll win that one. Let me be clear about something about arguing me on the air, off the air, whatever. I will win. I have the last word. My name's on the show. You're going to lose. I'm sorry. Sorry. On another subject, let's get back to that. Keep that thought, okay? Because I'm on this Grayson High School thing. Texas said, you mentioned Grayson High School. I assume Mickey Kahn was hired. That part of the reason he was developed the pipeline to that school in Georgia, none of his players at school ever seemed to have injury interest in Clemson. What's going on there? Well, I mean, Clemson did well there with Ryan Carter and with Wayne Gallman. But that's not the reason he was hired there. The other thing is there's so much turnover. You got to think about this. Mickey Khan's been here for 3 years now. These guys were in the eighth grade, ninth grade when he was there. So they don't have it. You know, it's no big ties there. And most of the staff turned over to bring in outside staff. There's not a lot of people on the staff still around there. It's not the reason Mickey Khan was hired here, to go recruit one high school. And he's there to help from a safety standpoint. And I ask you this, before he got here to where he is now, are Clemson safeties better? And
yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
So.
But why is there not some kind of foot in the door down there? It's close in proximity, relatively speaking.
I would say this. I would say that they didn't offer or want the kid who went to Duke, Georgia Tech, North Carolina. The True Thompson, they didn't offer him. Kid Texas A&M. I'm sure they offered the kid at Michigan, Trente Jones, but Michigan, you know, got beat by Michigan. On the other ones, Morris, they got in kind of late on, and there's some, you know, kind of like him, kind of don't like him kind of thing there. Kenyatta Watson, they were never really in on him and didn't, I'm not sure if they offered or not, you know, how much. They pushed a little bit early on for Kevin Harris, but Clemson could have had Kevin Harris, and they backed off. And not saying he's not going to be a good player. They just wanted to wait a little bit on him, and he's ready to go now. Yeah, Chase Bryce came from there as well. That's a good point. But so, not that they – I'm saying the kid can be a good player. He chose Alabama, obviously, but Bama was ready to jump. Some schools weren't ready to jump yet. That was what happened there. And then on Papeau, I think that's how he says his name. Georgia and Auburn, you know, kid – Clemson was in it early, but then Georgia and Auburn got momentum and did that. That's the one – I'd say that you really wanted out of the 10. And at a position where, you know, they'll be okay. They'll be okay. They've done okay there. But, yeah, it'd be nice to get in, nice to get players from there. But it's not like you got their old head coach from 4 years ago that everybody's going to jump all in the boat with you there. All right?
Yes.
Schuster was from Grayson, too. Didn't realize that. Yeah, that's right. Nick Schuster from there. But that's a school you're going to recruit well because they're going to put out players every single year. You think through all that. All right, so what now? You're getting on me about this, about me having an interaction with a texter, right?
I'm not getting on you. I'm just, you know, pointing out. You're going back and forth with.
Which ones?
Hey,
which
suppose, one I guess he's a South Carolina fan.
Sure he is, yeah.
And you guys are just having a little petty argument.
Which one? Because I'm texting a couple of guys here. What are we?
Oh, because I called you a dinosaur. And then, got back.
I don't understand. I just fell off my dinosaur. What does that mean?
I guess it means old.
That I'm old?
You got old takes. These are old questions. I don't know. This is your argument, not mine.
Well, I'm just saying that your football program is insignificant. There's one in the state that isn't. So if that's where you want to live, that's fine. That's okay. Rizzi said that the rent free in your head. I went, yeah, kind of like the fly that aggravates you. This is insignificant, little fly. That's fine. GT and Honeypath makes a good point. He goes that Clemson would have been in all three BCS games. I'm not sure of that. They said number one in 15 and 17, number two in 16. I thought I read where they would not have made out of the BCS model, wouldn't have made it in one of the three, would have made it in two of the three. And I could be wrong about that. I know in two of the three they were number one in the BCS model. But were they number two or three in the other one? I don't know that.
We don't use the BCS model anymore.
That's right. You know what? That's a good point there, Zach. That's a good point.
Use it.
It's a very good point.
So,
did I get any traction? I got one traction from a Gamecock fan who says he is ticked off at Seesperger.
Yeah, there was one, an alum that's not happy with
him. He's an alum, and he's not happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to Seesperger if you're a South Carolina fan? Would you be thankful? Or would you be ticked? What are you laughing?
Elliot from Clemson just texted. Defending your honor, really. It was this beautiful moment. If I'm a South Carolina fan, if I put myself in those shoes, you probably have to be thankful first for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand being upset. I wouldn't call the man a jerk to his face. But yeah, I'd still be upset.
To his face, you wouldn't call him a jerk.
I think that's rude, meeting somebody.
Really?
Yeah. First time you met someone, you call him a jerk? Hey, man, thanks for those couple of wins there, but listen, you jerk.
I would say maybe not jerk, but I think you need to express to him, Okay, here's a gentleman conversation to have, okay? Hey, Coach Spurrier, how you doing? My name's Zach Orr. I've been a big Closet Gamecock fan forever. My mom went to South Carolina, and so even though I've been pretending like I'm a Clemson fan, I've been a Gamecock fan. Yep. Hey, Coach, I just want to tell you, man, what you did to turn our program around, I think that's amazing. I can't thank you enough for it. That's really cool. We had some great times and great wins and good bowl wins. It was nice winning the East, and that was all great.
Beating that team from the upstate.
Yeah, you beat them five times. Man, that's a lot of fun, boy. Rubbed their nose in it and did some five bombs. That was really cool. But I got to ask you, Coach, like, how did you let it slip, man? Like, why did you let it go? Like, how did you just get lazy and not show up and go on vacations all the time where recruits wanted to come in? Like, I thought you were a winner. I didn't think, why'd you quit on us? I didn't think you're a quitter. Like, how'd you let it go, man? How'd you lose it? Is that fair?
How did you turn the program back around from the program you turned around?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Was it laziness? Was it content? Contentness? Is that a word?
Contentness?
Yeah.
I don't think contentness is the word.
Were you being content?
Yes.
Contented?
Content.
Was it? You just fell asleep at the wheel, man.
You rested on his laurels.
We paid you millions of dollars.
We put your face on the stadium.
Yeah. We made this great big old huge banner. And we were paying you millions of dollars, Coach. And quite frankly, you didn't work very hard.
I can't tell you how much money I would pay for that banner right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do with it?
A lot of things. That thing would have arrangements all over the upstate for years to come.
Yeah.
Very, very busy.
Texas said, what are you looking for? Is complacent. Yeah, complacency set in, yes.
Contentedness.
Contentedness. Yeah, complacent. I love it.
Nailed it.
Love it. I want to get to this one. Bama Lee. So not change the subject, but what's the latest from Paul Feinbaum? Discussion about Dabo going to Alabama when Saban leaves. Also got a text message earlier in the show. Now, let me read this one to you, Zach. I got to get off our text line, man. It's just the dynamo stuff. It's going to drive you crazy. I don't know if you saw this one. This is from last night at 9:15. So what's up with all the bogus talk about future possibilities of Dabo going to Alabama when Saban retires? All of your hosts talked about it today, and it was the worst, most useless topic ever. Sorry. Guys and gals, every time I heard it, I changed the station. I wonder how many other people did the same. First of all, we didn't talk about it yesterday. Did you notice that? So, not all the hosts, bro.
This guy's saying this?
No. This is another guy. This is from last night. See that, the very first text up there?
No, but that's fine.
9:15 last night. We didn't mention one word about it, did we, yesterday?
No.
I didn't bring it up because I did think it's irrelevant. And B, it's hypothetical. I don't know. No one really knows. But so I didn't talk about it at all. But since Bama Lee asked about it, and I respect Bama Lee, he's a good guy and all this kind of stuff, I'll talk about it now. I don't know that. I don't know how anybody could know that. I think one of the mistakes that Feinbaum makes in this argument is not truly knowing situations and circumstances. I would say this, in the current situation, you have a hard time leaving Clemson. I don't know who the president's going to be in 10 years. I don't know who the athletic director's going to be in 10 years. Sure. I don't know what the fan base is going to be like in 10 years, what his program's like. So that's hard to say. The big, big, big mistake that Paul Feinbaum makes, that we all do, mm-hmm, is thinking that ours is better than somebody else's. Now, you can say Alabama football's program is better, but yeah, like, are you kidding me? It's like, it's Bama over Clemson's. Like, who wouldn't want to do that? Well, you know what? I mean, I've been to Tuscaloosa, and look, I remember one time Rick Stockstill called me, and he got offered the job at Memphis, and he's like, I don't know if I want to take it or not. Like, living in Memphis, I was like, Stock, you're going to make $2 million a year. You can find a nice house in Memphis. Like, mm-hmm, there's a nice neighborhood in Memphis, you know? So there are nice neighborhoods in Tuscaloosa, don't get me wrong. But the flaw in Feinbaum's logic is that, I mean, everybody would want to live in Alabama rather than little old South Carolina and Clemson, you know? I mean, you think that yourself, right? You think in your little small town up in New Jersey, you think that place is the greatest place ever, right?
Hometown, love it.
You love it?
Yep.
And in this case, you can say, well, obviously, Dabo's from Alabama. Of course, you want to go back home. Whatever. Well, I have to be honest with you. I don't want to go back to my home. I grew up in Irmo. I have no desire to go back there. None. But there are people that live in... There are people that live... I saw this thing yesterday. Like, there's one house for sale in San Francisco right now for less than $600,000, and it's like a one-bedroom shack. Like, people are dying to live in San Francisco. Sure. Me, you couldn't pay me enough to live in San Francisco. But the people that live there go, are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want to live here? This is awesome. So in Paul Feinbaum's mind, he's thinking, man, who wouldn't want to be at Tuscaloosa, Alabama? This is the University of Alabama. This is the greatest place ever. In my mind, I'm like, you know what? I'd rather live here. So you don't know what the guy's thinking. And so it's all hypothetical. I thought that was Feinbaum's biggest mistake. Comparing the football programs and the history, I can sit here all day long and not know what Dabo Swinney or Kathleen Swinney or Will and Drew and Clay Swinney are thinking, and think to the fact that, well, you know what? It was his home. Yeah, that's where he grew up. Yeah, that's where he idolized Bear Bryant. Yeah, that's where he played. Yeah, it's a dream home. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, he loves Gene Stallings. Yeah, absolutely. At the same time, Clemson gave him a chance. Head coach. Yeah, great place to live here still. Yeah. The idea that you don't want to follow Nick Saban. Yeah. The idea that the pressure at Alabama. Yeah. The idea you got your own deal here. Yeah. You built what you got here.
Sure.
Less pressure here. You know, all that kind of plays into play. I don't know what his thought process is, nor does Paul Feinbaum. I don't know what comes out of all that. It's a totally hypothetical situation. The mistake is that because you like a place better, you think everybody likes that place better. Like, Zach, there are people that right now, when he gets off the phone, I'll ask him this. Like, where's a place like, man, I wouldn't eat there if you paid me. I have no desire to go eat at a restaurant. And yet, there will be people that go in that restaurant today and go, man, I can't wait to get to that restaurant. Who would eat anywhere else? I don't know what restaurant he wants to eat at. Does he want Dreamland Barbecue? Does he want Smoking Pig Barbecue? I don't know. But nor does Paul Feinbaum, or Bama Lee, or Zach Orr, or Mickey Bonner. Give me a place. Give me a food that, not a place, give me a food you'd never eat.
A food I would never eat?
Yeah.
Haggis.
There are some people right now that are going to a haggis festival this summer and say, man, I can't wait to get the haggis festival.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some haggis. Mmm, man. And they think you're crazy for not liking haggis, and you think they're crazy for liking it. That's Paul Feinbaum in Alabama. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a place up there on Kiwi, right? Your uncle does, right?
I do not have a place. My uncle has a place.
Your uncle has a place.
Yeah.
Boat. Beautiful place, right?
Lovely place.
Can you imagine, like, not having that in your backyard? Like, the Dabo's beautiful home here and his beautiful lake house here. He's got two of those. And like why would you want to go leave that? You're right, mind you want to leave that. But if you're in Alabama right now thinking, you get to sit at the same desk at Bear Bryant and Paul and Gene Stallings and Nick Saban, said, why would we, you know, who knows?
Sure.
Who knows? So it's disingenuous to think that I know or that Paul Feinbaum knows.
And to the texter that was upset that people talked about it yesterday, I genuinely care about what you think of the shows that you listen to, and we hope you have the most enjoyable listening experience possible. That being said, we cannot tailor to an individual when talking about a certain topic.
But here's the problem with programming nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody wants.
And that's, I get
because
it.
On TV, man, I can go to Netflix. I don't want to watch commercials. I'm going to go to Hulu and I'm going to watch exactly what I want to watch when I want to watch it. So on a sports talk show, if you're not talking about exactly what I want you to talk about, I'm turning the station. Well, fine, turn the station. I can't help that. I can't. This isn't Hulu.
No.
And it's not Netflix. And it's what the majority of people want to talk about. And if you don't like it, by the way, call the phone lines. We'll get you on. Scott, Brian, Russ, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. We'll talk about anything you guys want to talk about. I do want to tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, and I do want to tell you about these great rates right now and these awesome, incredible deals that are going on right now. And really, more than anything else, you know, rates are still the most important thing, but you're not going to get better rates by going to some national company. Instead, why not go to a company right here, locals, that are going to be able to help you? Locals are going to be able to give you everything you're looking for, including that first-class, top-notch quality customer service end of it that's helping you decipher a very, very difficult, very confusing issue. Let their professional expertise work for you. Next time you're thinking about buying a home, next time you're thinking about remodeling a home, next time you're thinking about refinancing a home, it's easy, simple. Mark Hawkins, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, break. We'll come back more right after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. What's Harbin Lumber's number over there, Zach Orman, store 24, Jack Lake, Tonto? He's talking to somebody. What's Harbin Lumber's number?
I don't want to say. I'm trying to get it out of my memory.
353-5053.
I get it. I know. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. I got it.
353-5053.
Those are going to be my last words I ever speak in my life.
I love it, man. When they put me in the ground, I'll be telling about Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. I hope they never change their number.
It'd be terrible.
These folks want to be speak to you, Upstate Builders, Remodelers, and Handyman. Use them. These are good people, man. I met Randy maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, and they're saying, man, and we're going to be celebrating 100th anniversary coming up, 100-year anniversary coming up, and then we were talking about it and just learning more about them and their business model. It's a really cool business model, and it's really cool what they do and how they do things. In the end, you're going to be treated like nobody's going to treat you. In the end, they're going to just blow your doors off with customer service. HarbinLumber.com. Give them a shot at your any part of your business, they will earn more of your business. HarmonLumber.com. All right, got a lot to do here in this segment. I told you, phone calls are always taking precedence, and Scott's been hanging on the longest. Scott, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mickey, and I tell you, you're wise beyond your years.
Well, I'm old, so that must be really wise.
You just hit 50, right? So we'll just say you're wise.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, that's cool.
But real quick, I've been listening to your show a long time, even going back to the, with Tommy Powell and, WCCP. But I've always looked at your show as informative and thought-provoking, and you guys do a good job with both of those. I appreciate it.
Well, that's very kind.
Mickey, that could possibly Steve Spurrier, could that have all been by design? And my thought in saying that is that, it takes a lot of effort to get the ball rolling, so to speak, but he had to have known. I think he had a date out there. He knew he was going to leave, and I think it's possible that by design he wanted to just take the foot off the gas and let it kind of correct itself so that, because I'll tell you who the biggest fan of him, of Steve Spurrier, that's Will Muschamp. Because if you're going to go into school, I'd rather go into one I got to rebuild than one that's a 9-10 win program, personally.
Yeah, so, if you think about it, you want to take over at a bad time, and that way you rebuild it, and you look like a great guy. It's hard following. It would have been very difficult following Steve Spurrier after the 11-win seasons. It's very easy to follow Steve Spurrier after he quit.
Yeah. And if that happens under Steve Spurrier, I think it's a lot easier on the fan base and the university. If he turns over a 10-win program and then it goes to pot, then, man, the heat that comes on the athletic director, I don't know. It's just a little bit of a thought. Now, here's another one. Talking about Alabama, in my lifetime, I'm 50, so I don't know that I've seen a program quite like Alabama as far as their dominance. But don't you think that when it's all over and nobody's going to be there forever, no programs on top forever, don't you think their fall is going to be pretty substantial and they could be in the desert for a long time? I'd like to get your thoughts on that, and I'll take that off the air.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. I think that they will fall at some point, but I don't think that it will be a long time down. And the main reason I say that is, it's because Alabama, it's too important for them. The reason they are good now is because it's important to them. And the reason that they have been good for a very long time is it's important to them. And you go back to, how did it get this way? Well, actually, even before Wallace Wade days, like they had some good teams there, but I don't know a whole lot about Alabama football in the 20s. Zen Scott had them a 10-1 season in 1920, but I don't know a lot about that. Wallace Wade won two Rose Bowls. He had two undefeated teams there, and I think maybe a national championship. I don't know. Frank Thomas was next, and Thomas won a Rose Bowl, won a couple of Rose Bowls, a couple of times, that's in the 40s. A couple of Cotton Bowls, a couple of Orange Bowls, had an undefeated team or two in there. Red Drew had some good teams in there. But when Bear Bryant came in 58, that kind of changed things at Alabama. That really upped the level of Alabama in 1958 when he came home and did that. But with that, and Gene Stallings and Nick Saban, they've won there. With that said, though, Alabama has had some barren years. Bill Curry went 7-5. Gene Stallings went 7-5. Mike DuBose went 4-7 and 3-8. Mike Shula went 4-9 and 6-6 and 6-7. So they've had some down times in there. I just don't think you'll see those down times don't last very long at Alabama. It's like North Carolina basketball now. That, yeah, it's not easy every single year, but when it goes wrong, they'll fix it because it's important for them to fix it. They're not going to let it go for too long. Russ is up next. Good morning, Russ. How you doing, man?
Hey, Hey, buddy. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good to hear from you. I'm doing great.
I got it. I swore I would not call you and tell you this story on the air, but today warrants this discussion.
All right.
It just seemed like every propaganda piece, every person that could lay a little tidbit out there, like a Paul Feinbaum, they seem to strategically they're starting to lay the groundwork, trying to throw this out there for him to at least think about it when Tuscaloosa comes calling, because they're going to come calling, and I'm going to tell you why. When I got out of the Superdome that night and we just got thrashed, and I say we because I feel like, I mean, you and I went to school there, so we can say it. We got thrashed. I mean, they manhandled us defensively all over the field. Let's just go ahead and call it like it is. So I get back to the hotel room, and I tell Kim, just take the kids back to the room. I'm going to try to decompress for a minute. So I go into the bar, and there's a guy standing there that's got on Alabama colors, and he's talking to, obviously, a guy that was at the game, and he's got on orange and purple and white. And as I belly up to the bar with him, I told him, I said, look, I got to give you congratulations. You guys literally manhandled us tonight, and you were the better team. Good luck to you the rest of the way. Well, he turned, and he was very complimentary, and he said, I really enjoy your fan base, and was giving all the normal congratulations over the years. And I noticed he had on a crimson jacket, blazer, and it read UABOT. So I had to ask him, I said, are you on the Board of Trustees of Alabama? And he said, I am. I'm not going to tell you his name because that's not important. But he point blank, very adamantly said, you need to be prepared. We're going to get him when Nick retires. And I said, you need to understand something that I've come to the conclusion over the years about Dabo Swinney and Kathleen and everyone else, it seems, that surrounds our program. It ain't about money. It's not about money. And I said, you're going to have to convince me that it's going to be something else besides the mighty dollar. Because if it comes to you're going to pay him $10 million and we're still throwing haymakers at each other, and we're still in the top four, we're going to do everything we can to scrape $10 million together to keep that program the way it is, to sustainability. And he looked at me and he said, let me explain to you how we got this thing worked out. Saban's going to coach 5 more years because he not only wants to beat Bear's record, he wants to put a separation between Bear's record and what he's going to finish doing. And he probably is looking at 70 to do it. So he's got another 5 years to go. Now, he starts going down this pecking order, and you can tell these cats have done their homework, their due diligence. They're already putting the plan in place. He said that first kid that he's got, he's going to play football for him. The second one, when he gets out of school, will probably want to go to Clemson and play football. So now we're getting closer and closer to Nick's 5-year program where he's going to lead. And he said that third boy is a baseball player. He'll get a full ride at Alabama to play baseball. So I throw all that out there to tell you, you're going to see more and more of this dropping the propaganda like Feinbaum did. You're going to start seeing more and more of that as this thing continues to manifest and we continue to be in the top four and we continue to play, you know, Ollie and Frazier with Alabama. Hopefully we get to play more and more of this because, like you texted me earlier today, this is fun. But make no mistake about it. He convinced me that night. These boys have a plan in place, and they are already starting the process of trying to make sure that the dominoes fall correctly.
Let me ask you this.
Let you know what I was talking
about. Let me ask you this, though. I have no doubt in their mind that's what they think. But outside of kidnapping somebody, you can't make somebody do what they don't want to do. I believe your story. I had some texter said, I don't believe the story. And I said, I do. This guy's friend is honest. And I believe that conversation happened. There's no doubt in my mind that's in their plans and they've thought that far ahead. Right.
I couldn't call you today and just make that up.
Right. And I believe that. That being said, do we know that that's what Dabo Swinney wants to do? Because I can sit here and tell you too, Russ. I've had conversations with a Clemson football assistant coach that says Dabo Swinney has told me I will not follow Nick Saban at Alabama. Because
the smartest thing I've heard all day long.
It would be occupational suicide to follow Nick Saban at Alabama, because Dabo Swinney's smart enough to know that the first time that he doesn't win the national championship, the first time that he loses to Auburn, the first time that he goes 10-2, then they're going to be up his butt so far that they're going to, you know, why would you want to get into that? So I get, and I don't know that for a fact. I know I've been told that, but here's the other thing. In 5 years, I don't know what Alabama's going to be. I don't know what Dabo Swinney's going to be. I don't know what Clemson's going to be. So I'll ask you this. In 5 years, Alabama comes cut to Dabo Swinney and says, hey, this is our plan. You think he goes or doesn't go?
Well, it's like you said, in the next 60 months. So when you break it down in 60 months, it'll clip along pretty fast.
Right.
I mean, you just turned 50. I turned 50 in 2 weeks. 50 years, all of a sudden, it looks like, you know, so 60 months will go by in a blink. So it's like you bring back your original point of what you just said. If he goes, let's say that in 36 months, Clemson has had an 8-4 season, and Alabama has had, you know, continues to be at 11-12 win seasons, or we have, God forbid, and I know Zach is one of those, he truly was fortunate enough to be on campus during the time that this is the best we've ever been. You agree with that?
Yes.
You and I were fortunate enough to be on campus when we thought it was the glory days.
Right.
These are the glory days.
Right.
So where I'm going with it is, you really can't answer the question as to what will Dabo do or what will Alabama do based on 4 or 5 years from now, because we really don't know whether or not Clemson will sustain, if this sustainability will keep its course, or if Alabama may start going downhill because, you know, I, for the life of me, this is the one thing that I cannot put my hand around or my arms around it, of how well, even though he loses, when I say he, Saban loses assistant coaches every year, and they keep the sustainability in place. That lets me know the common denominator is one guy. Whereas Dabo hasn't lost any recruit or coordinators. He hasn't lost any assistant coaches. So we really don't know what will happen when a Venables leaves or when Tony Elliott gets his first opportunity or Jeff Scott or, you know, we don't know what's going to happen when that happens. Because right now, the culture at Clemson is, the synergy is so awesome because we keep everything in place. And I didn't mean to take up so much of your time.
No, that's okay. Russ, I appreciate the phone call, man. That's kind of you to add that and bring that in. Here's what I would say, answer that question too, though. Zach Orr, there's no doubt. I believe that story 100% that Alabama has this plan and they've got the money and the backing and they think in their mind, yeah, for sure, this guy's coming and it'd be crazy not to. We're going to give his son a baseball scholarship. I get it. I got that. That being said, who's going to be the president at Alabama in 5 years?
Sure.
Who's going to be the AD in 5 years?
Who's going to be on the board of trustees in 5 years?
Right. Who's going to be the president at Clemson in 5 years?
The arrogance that story just was told.
I know.
You need to prepare yourselves.
Yep.
Because we're going to get them.
I've been told that by Alabama people, too.
Listen, that made me so mad.
I've been told by Alabama people, hey, enjoy him while you got him, because when mama calls, it's over. He's coming here. Hey, you know what? Maybe so. Knock yourself out. Maybe 100% so. And that's fine. That's cool. But let me ask you this, Zach, or Mr. 24 Jacqueline. What if this guy really likes Clements here at Clemson and really likes Radicovich? Or what if Dabo's good friend gets to be the AD? Or what if they offer him the AD job? What if you don't know who the president of Alabama is going to be? What if you get in there and the Alabama president is one of these presidents? You go, hey, man, this guy right here, I don't know about that.
What if
the AD's are the guy? You know,
a giant
really like
forever
that.
Home right here in town.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But you hit the nail on the head there. In their mind, the arrogance in their mind of enjoy him while you got him, boys, because whenever we want him, we'll come down there and get him.
You need to prepare yourselves.
Prepare yourselves because we're going to get him.
Because we're getting him.
That's fine.
Let me tell you something. You buck-tooth piece of crap.
Yeah, low life.
I would go off on that guy. I wouldn't have had the restraint
really
that Russ had.
No, but that's what that guy believes.
Yeah,
and that's what Alabama believes. Maybe so. That said,
that makes you so mad.
I don't know. I would love for the day would not happen to go, let me tell you something, bro.
Get old board trustees on the phone.
I will tell you, there's a draw to Alabama and Mama. I get it. Bear Bryant said, Mama called you, go home. I get it. I ain't following Nick Saban. There ain't no way in the world I'd ever follow Nick Saban as a coach.
How many times have you talked to somebody about Dabo Sweeney and they say, you know what? One of the smartest guys I've ever been around.
Yep.
He's not dumb enough to do that. He's not dumb. He's not going to go to Alabama after Nick Saban moves on. Yeah. And you don't follow the greatest.
You'd be crazy.
You don't do it.
Especially, and it'd be different if you didn't have a great situation already. You'd be crazy.
And he's right. They would throw crazy money at Dabo to go down there.
Yep. You think he's motivated by that much money, though? I don't. Personally?
I'll be clear, though. Yeah. If he goes in that manner, that affects his legacy at Clemson.
You think?
Yeah.
I agree.
It would.
I agree.
But that's all hypothetical because right now, he's the coach here at Clemson.
Right.
He's won a national title. You're in the midst of the best time in Clemson football history.
Right.
Enjoy it. Love it.
I just don't know what the environment's going to be like at either place when that happens. Hey, break. Come back. Final segment after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I will be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will debut on Saturday, May 5th at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. The Kelly Gramlich Show, every Saturday at 10 a.m., brought to you by Engineered Sleep, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's boat time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Hiring a realtor shouldn't be as difficult as hiring a head coach. So don't be like Tennessee. Call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner, 864-313-6990.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has
got it. All right, Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com. Let them take care of you. Let them make your bed. I mean, custom make, custom design a bed. 10% off right now. You can't beat that. All of our listeners, 10% off. I love it. It's our friends at Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. I did this. My wife did this. We went in. We checked out beds. We said we like this firm. Actually, at first, she wanted a little bit softer mattress. And Jay and Dave's orders talked about how the firmest mattress you can have for your back. Be honest with you, we did the right thing. We got the big king daddy dog, the big king size bed, the adjustable bed. We got all that, man. Vibrations and medical, you know, like the medical thing and do the sitting up and the zero gravity stuff. We got all that. You're going to love your bed. 10% off right now. You're not going to beat that when you mention our name. Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com. Two phone calls in our final segment. Brian is in Greenville, South Carolina. I guess Greenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, man. Yeah, I 2 points. Russ's deal, that Alabama Sports Hall of Fame deal, was the first step in them wooing him back. But going back to what seems like about 4 hours ago, talking about Spurrier, my whole deal with that is you know, he left his, you know, hometown girl, which was Florida, and left her for a rich, or she, say she's a woman, or Spurrier's a woman, leaves her husband for a rich man in Washington, divorces him, settles at South Carolina, and you have two great kids with her. You've got to always appreciate the kids, but then up in the middle of the night, she leaves you. You see her at the grocery store a little bit. A year later, she's back with her first love, Florida. I mean, that's how I see that. You know, she just, you know, you thank her for the kids and everything, but you know, she just left you in the middle of the night. That's kind of how I see that whole deal. So,
I never really thought about it that way, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. The only thing I disagree with there is that not the first steps. The first steps were when they, you know, gave him a job a long time ago. That was when he worked at Alabama. Set the, you know, Alabama feels like they're everybody else, that home, mama calling. Like when Jeff Scott doesn't leave Clemson. This is his home. This is his alma mater. I get that. Tony Elliott, Danny Pierman came home. You know, when mama calls, you come home. Sometimes, and sometimes you don't. Danny Ford didn't go home. Right? Danny Ford had a chance to go home. Didn't go home. Who knows where they're going to be? Final phone call of the day. Sam is in Lawrence, South Carolina. Good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you. I hope you are.
We're doing fantastic.
comment about the Dabo to Alabama situation. Yeah. I think you have discussed very well all the factors of why he might be a might stay or might go. But I think in all this, we're missing one thing, and the one thing that makes perhaps the whole discussion moot. I consider Dabo and Kathleen a family of faith, deep convictions. I think Dabo sees his coaching as his ministry. And ultimately, what is going to make the choice, whether he's in Tuscaloosa or Clemson or wherever, when that offer comes, as it will, is where he thinks the Lord wants him to be. I think it's going to be a matter of prayer. I don't think he can answer where he would go at this point. And we don't talk about that. And I know that's maybe not popular to talk about on the telephone, but ultimately, I think in his case, that's going to be the determining factor.
Sam, I agree with you 100%. You know, in a world where people are paid more money and we chase careers and we chase titles, we chase all these kind of things, I will tell you that Dabo Swinney is different, that it won't be money. I think you're right about that. Prestige, maybe. But I agree with that. I think that his higher calling is something bigger than football. Does he feel like the bigger impact here or there? You know, I'm sure Gene Stallings will have a say, and I'm sure that his hometown, they'll have says in it. But I agree with you. It will be where him and Kathleen feel like that they are called to do their next work or they're continue their own work. Who knows?
That's my two cents. Yep. That's the chip that will tip the scale.
Right. I agree with that, Sam. I think you make the best point I've heard all day long. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you
an awful lot. Makes a lot of sense, Zach. Dabo and Kathleen are different in that it's not just about their money grab. It's not just about their what is the obvious choice. I don't think there is an obvious choice. I think that they would sit down and make a decision based upon you know, what they feel called to do. That if I know them the way I think I know them. What that is, what calling that is, I don't know. And I'm not sure they know at this point. They don't have to know at this point, right? So that's where we all thought. I thought that was a very good phone call by Sam. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I will forgive all the folks that are excited about Tiger Woods and his pro-am and all. Another reason to get excited, first one since the Masters, but he's got new irons in the bag, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. T-Dub Phase 1 from TaylorMade, the first of the prototypes that they're working with to see how they work out. That's another reason to get a little bit more excited out there, man. You know, mm-hmm. A little more fuel to the fire. A little bit, one more thing to get excited about, right? Looking forward to seeing that. Those things look good, though, didn't they? You see them?
They do look good. I'm just curious to see how he hits them.
Yeah. It looks like so far in the Pro-Am, what are you thinking? Are you seeing all that over there?
I'm seeing the irons are a little questionable at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. But he has a equipment rep, like walking the course with them.
Yeah.
So I guess they're going to be making changes throughout the week.
Whatever they need to do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
Get them bent. Get this down in a little shaft. A little grip. With your stuff. Really, really, really cool stuff there. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
We have talked a lot about Dabo Swinney and the serious, you know, talks of him going to Alabama, how serious they are, whatever it may be. The best part about Dabo Swinney is his fun-loving, easygoing personality. And that was on display when he played a round of golf with Dan Mullen the other day. You can find it on ESPN or Twitter, wherever it is. The exploding golf ball prank. I would recommend going to view it. It's hilarious. Mullen doesn't think he's going to hit the ball, and it explodes on the tee off in front of him. Dabo cackles and bends over in laughter. It's funny. It's lighthearted, and it's worth the watch.
That's really, I didn't see this. So that's pretty doggone cool right there, right? Did you see, I don't know if you saw this or not. This is my two-minute drill brought to you by EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, it's a good friend, EricNewton.com. I don't think you're going to like this. The Giants' odds for the Super Bowl crash after the NFL draft.
Is that right?
Yeah. The Giants and the Browns. Browns might have grabbed their quarterback in the future, but it didn't help the Super Bowl odds. As a matter of fact, it actually got worse. Also, the Giants' Super Bowl odds got worse as well. After drafting Saquon Barkley in the first round, their odds still dropped from 50-1 to 75-1. I thought you were all excited about Saquon Barkley over here. Vegas is not.
Well, I don't know what to tell Vegas.